listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show.
Yeah, we in here. How's everyone doing tonight? As Bing is for doing it, we are doing another episode of 90210, episode 13, season 5, called Realness. Now, I am here with some lovely co-hosts of mine. We have Amber in the building.
Hey, guys.
We have Violet in the building.
Hey, everyone.
And we have Bam in the building. I'm so glad I can be back.
Yes,
we missed you last week.
Yes. I know, I missed you guys, too. I missed the part of him passing away. How crazy is that? I mean, I just want to touch on that real quick. Who saw that coming? I did not see that coming whatsoever.
Natural.
The way he died, like I said last week, the way he died was like, you know, could he have failed? Or like, could we have seen like a death scene from him or something?
Or
it was
something.
He gets a call. He gets a call and, oh, he didn't make it through the spinal surgery. He's dead. It's just like, you know.
I think they're just trying to bring Annie and Liam back together. So yeah. It was like, oh, bye.
Right. That's true. I mean, it could possibly be that way. But it was just crazy how this episode, they take it so lightly.
I did not like that at all.
She was just horrible.
Like, making a joke about just to, like, not talk about
like,
it.
He is
what?
Dead now. Like, you are not talking to your man no more. I don't understand how that can just be an easy walk in the park going shopping.
Which, again, for me, questions Annie's true love for Riley.
Hmm. Well, of course. Now, I mean, she really just did not care. And, you know, everybody else who was, like, passed, you know, it's been, like, dramatic. And it was just kind of like, okay, we done with him, so on to the next person. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what the vibe I got from it. So I just wanted to highlight on that. I mean, totally missed out on that one. Okay. Let's get into this episode. I mean, a lot of it had to do with, of course, Liam's anger issues. I mean, it's not getting any better. I'm kind of annoyed by it just because it's frustrating. It's like he could be this awesome character. Why does the anger issue have to be the thing that ruins
his... Can I just say something? He plays anxiety so well and he plays anger so well. I feel like this is the best acting we've seen from him.
I agree because, honestly, I get anxiety just watching him.
Right,
I do too. It's like, gosh, like, you know, he's, like, really freaking out. And, like, especially when they were crowding him with all that. When you can kind of understand that, you know?
Yeah. I still don't understand why he doesn't take the opportunity, though. It's like, Liam, what are you going to... Like, this Fight Club stuff, it's just
stupid.
A little too far gone for me.
It's stupid, and I just feel, you know, his anxiety just took a toll on him, and he just didn't want to deal with it, which, I mean, some people, that's just how it is. Some people just don't want to be in the business anymore because it gives us stress.
Right, and he probably thinks that another crazy is going to come out from if he does another huge movie.
Right.
I get the anxiety of the whole life as a celebrity, and I kind of even get, even when he went outside to attack the guy who was stalking Annie, but then to take your anger and to now be a part of this Fight Club, the two just does not mix to me. And it's like, it's one thing if he was angry because of all what happened to him, he's being kidnapped. Now that is not even being addressed anymore. Mm-hmm. It's more so, I'm in a spotlight. I don't really like it. I don't deal with it. I don't like my life. I'm angry, so I'm just going to go into a Fight Club.
Right.
Shouldn't you be in some kind of turmoil because that chick locked you up in a box?
She's about to ship you to God knows where.
I know. It's ridiculous.
I don't like...
I just think that he should... I feel like his life... would be better if he took the opportunity. Like, he's trying so hard to fight something, and it's just mm-hmm. like, okay, like, they're really beating a dead horse with this storyline and him in this fighting thing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, okay.
And I feel like every woman that walks into his life, even, like, the lady who was giving him the script, I feel like there was something fishy about her. Why is it every single time, like...
Creepy, creepy lady.
But wouldn't she, like... she was, like, award-winning, though, you know? So I feel like...
After that, it made it a little bit better. But still, it just seemed like she was just being this creeper. I don't know. It's weird.
Sometimes I think they're actors, too.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I think they... They don't just pick the best act. I mean, I know it's not a tune-up.
Yeah.
But it's like she could have acted that a little bit differently, too.
Yeah, yeah, it was kind of, yeah. Seemed more like seductive, trying to be seductive than anything.
I mean, but he is fine. Like,
yeah, I mean, I guess I would have been.
I would have, you know, I changed my approach, too.
Maybe they're trying to. Don't worry. Maybe they're trying to portray Liam as being easy to take advantage of.
Exactly. Oh, okay, that's true.
But it is a shocker that all of the people he has encounters with, they're always women.
Right. Yeah.
You know, this is a movie about Joe Namath. Could there have been a guy? You know, I get it, but I'm just over Liam, so.
Well, I get what you're saying.
So what it cares?
Does make so what cares?
So this episode, you know, a lot of the girls were going through it. You know, Naomi and Max, their whole situation to Annie and Riley, and this blog situation from Silver, you know, wanting to have this kid situation, which I'm just totally over. And then Adriana really trying to get back at Dixon. And that whole storyline was so frustrating. But before we get into that, Bam, do you want to get into iTunes real quick?
Yes.
Oh, well, I'll get into iTunes.
Yeah,
for you guys.
How about you?
So, you guys, make sure you go to iTunes and, you know, download our podcast. Make sure you comment and rate it. Give us 5 stars. You know, we'd really appreciate it. Let us know, like, how you like the show and, you know, interact with us. We'll definitely, you know, interact back with you. You know, tell a friend. It only takes a minute. And so just make sure you go to iTunes, download, rate, and comment.
And there you go. And there you have it.
And there it is.
Bam.
Boom.
Done.
So, okay, I mean, let's get into Adriana and Dixon, this whole storyline. I mean, it was so stressful for me from the beginning to the end.
Dixon just easily, just as easily as he told Adriana, just trust me and you have my word, he could have said what he was planning. And then at the end he said, oh, you didn't want to listen to me. No, but you had her that 5 seconds. You could have said it and none of this would have happened and you guys would have both been out of the contract.
I know.
I hate when people do that, like, in real, and they're like, oh, well, if you just listen, well, maybe if you just took 2 seconds to tell me,
I would have listened. Because you also have to remember, Dixon, what annoys me about Dixon's character is he likes to throw rocks and hide his hand, even when he had the argument with Annie about how Annie was taken aside. Like, you decided to make this girl punish. You name the company Unfaithful Records. Then, when you take the money to pay for your new girlfriend's scholarship, she had every right to be pissed. He always wants to forget about the things that he's done, and now he wants to look at Adriana. And then even the comment that he made when he said he says, you're the bad guy and I can't work with you. And it's like, you want to now throw that at her when you done made her do all of what you did? Like, Dixon, fall back, sit down,
relax. Yeah, I really do want him to have a seat and just stay seated for the rest of the season. Like, because he's just... that's his character. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's very much, like, he doesn't like to take responsibility for that. So, like, he does put, like, Tristan plays that character very well. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, you almost, like, hate Dixon so much because it's just, like, okay, are you serious?
And especially when Annie was trying to talk to him, he was just, like, it's about me right now. Like, you know?
The look on her face was priceless.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think Adriana went too far as trying to... mess her brand up and mess up what's the word I'm looking for?
Her image.
She wanted to basically sabotage herself so that she can get out of the contract. So she stole at the department store, and then she made a complete fool, and she was singing off key, and she stripped on all the other stuff.
That was dumb.
Do you think she went too far?
It's just typical Adriana. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how she was when she was younger, and I think she's just going back to her roots. Like,
I don't know. The fact that she's not taking drugs, I mean, I feel like it was, she kind of had somewhere she wanted to go with it, but totally ended up just being ridiculous, more or less, than actually even close to taking her serious or even saying it was old Adriana, because what she did on stage was like, ridiculous. Like,
I think
dumb.
I think had she not stripped completely naked, then it would have been okay, because when she was singing off key, she was basically singing saying that Dixon is doing what he's doing. Mm-hmm. So she was putting him on blast. But I think as far as completely stripping,
went too far.
That's, I think she went too far.
Did you guys notice who that was?
Oh yeah, that was Joey McIntyre from The Kids on the Block.
Okay,
I knew he looked familiar.
Yeah, I was like so excited. I was like, that's. I mean, he's from New Kids on the Block. Remember, he had his, like, his own singles for a couple years.
Yeah.
I was, like, in love with him for a really long time.
Did you notice that? That was Joey from New Kids
on
the Block?
Oh, yeah,
totally. I know you did.
Totally did. Oh, my gosh. Knew it.
But I know something that you know.
What do I know?
But what you know, I'm going to share with the rest of them. So, you guys, on AfterBuzzTV.com, make sure that you guys go to our new AfterBuzz store, where you guys can purchase all kind of great things like accessories for men and women, clothes and baby clothes. And then we have a great cupware section where you guys can always go and purchase the cups. You guys always ask us about these mugs. So make sure you guys go to www.afterbuzztv.com. On the left side, click on AfterBuzz TV store, and you guys can purchase some stuff. You know, there's a Valentine's Day coming up, and I know how romantic you girls like mugs.
Thank you, Pam.
That's so romantic.
Melts my heart. Make sure there are roses in my cup. But
right, yeah, you know. So all you fellas, to your ladies, get those AfterBuzz TV mugs and put some candies and some hearts and, ooh, you know, kind of judge it up a little bit. Cause
so cute.
Make it cute.
Okay, Pam. I see you.
Aw, Pam. It's okay. I'm going to help you get a good gift.
Right.
From AfterBuzz.
All right.
Perfect. Yeah, so basically, you know, we could get into Naveed and Silver and Teddy's situation. I mean, the reason why Naveed got pulled into this is because of that stupid friend that he's trying to be in, or whatever group it is. I think it's ridiculous. I don't like this storyline.
But we have been saying that Naveed has not been around. He needs a life. He needs to do something. So therefore, he wants to be a part of this
elite society.
And
but you know,
it's good.
You left Princeton for that, though.
Yeah.
I know, right. And you know why I don't like it is like it doesn't mesh with anybody else in the group, what they're doing. So it's kind of like he's an outsider having his own show. But I mean, the twist with this girl coming in, I mean, that's, you know, only for a little bit, and it's not even that big of a deal, really.
Naveed has always been an outsider. He's always kind of done his own thing. Mm-hmm. He did the journalism thing in high school, and he went off to Princeton. He was out of the seasons for a couple episodes for a few weeks, and he's kind of been the sidekick to a lot of people this season, so I'm kind of happy to see him have his own storyline.
I didn't think the story was going to go the way it was going. I totally thought that the guys were setting him up and that they had already pre-planned something with this girl to diss him. I did not expect for her to actually... You did?
I knew it.
Okay.
Right when it came on, I was like...
I mean, of course, you know, it's like, who's this girl? But then once you hear Teddy talking about, oh, this cousin or niece or whatever, sister, you know, it's like in this mix. I was like, oh, it's about to be her. And about to get
I was telling Amber earlier, the minute I saw her, I was like,
and she doesn't even seem like she'd be a good candidate at
all. So what happens when, I mean, like, what if she gets pregnant? I just feel like she's going to get pregnant and it's going to be Naveed's baby.
You think?
Oh, boy. Oh,
see, I did think about that, but I was like, I don't know if they want to take it that far, you know what I'm saying? But
or, like, I mean, I know this is, like, really graphic, but it's like, okay, like, what if they continue a relationship? Like, you're having a relationship with Silver's surrogate?
And he was already saying, you know, he wasn't ready to be with Silver because she wanted to have a kid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So it's like, this girl's going to have a kid.
Messy. Can we touch on the subject that he acted like he didn't know her when he walked into the room?
Right.
What was that?
That's
I kind of didn't understand that. I mean, I get it. I guess he didn't want Silver to know that he's already...
Another dumb moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on,
what
Bam.
What do you think?
I don't think it was a dumb moment. Like, when he walked in, he could tell something was kind of weird was going on. And so she gave him a weird look. And so he played back off of it. So it was kind of just a thing. I don't know. Have you guys ever been in a situation where you've had to pretend to meet somebody for the first time and you did, and you kind of feel the awkward? Oh, hi, my name. You know, for me, I got it.
I didn't get it because I'm just very emotional. So if a man acted like he didn't know me,
I'd have been like, what? You don't remember me? We were just together.
Exactly. Wouldn't the girl be like, why is he acting like he doesn't know me?
Oh, maybe.
You know?
I didn't, you know, I don't catch up on this. I don't catch the subtle vibes. Like, I just always go left.
So. Yeah.
I caught it.
Oh.
Well, but then just like you guys caught that this whole thing would, you know.
Is about to be her. Being
the female intuition.
I mean, what do you guys think? Do you think Silver should be like, okay, let her have the kid? Obviously not, but.
Silver
is a hot mess.
She's becoming what I call a chicken head.
Mm-hmm.
Because.
Bawk, bawk.
She's letting Teddy control this situation.
Absolutely.
And for me, Teddy needs to get the boot. Now, you're going back to D.C. so that you can go back with your boy. But you at first wanted Silver to go and move to D.C. or you'll be able to visit his sister. Like, who in their right mind would allow a sister that you didn't even know existed be this arrogant? Like, Teddy is just Trevor. I'm played by Trevor Donovan. He's doing a great job with his character. But but Teddy's character was like, he has a lot of nerve.
He's very selfish.
He's very selfish. And I think Silver should not be so desperate. She needs to tell this boy to kick rocks and just
but
wait.
But she doesn't get another chance.
Pray about it. Like, I don't know. Something. She needs to
bam. Like, she can't, her body can't take the hormones.
Hold on. I don't get it. So she got the hormones to get the eggs.
Yeah, to get the embryos. But, like, basically, it's, I mean, this is not real, so, but I mean.
But you could use those embryos on somebody else.
Yeah, but it's Teddy's embryo. So, like, she has
so
to
it's already.
Yeah, like, it's like
combined.
His. Yeah, it's like, it's his.
I'm so confused.
It's his little, the embryo is like what happens, like, before it becomes the fetus or whatever. So, she can't do it again because her body can't take the hormones because of the disease that she has. Mm-hmm. So, like, this is, like, her only chance to have a kid.
Yeah. And she has two with Teddy, and because she can't risk another experiment or whatever.
Yeah, she can't risk another treatment.
She can't risk the treatment. So
that's why she is desperate, but it's like he's taking advantage of her.
That's crazy. And she gave in so quickly.
Yeah.
She doesn't even know this girl, and you're going to be like, you know, I'm going to ask you, will you be the surrogate? What?
But who just wants to be a surrogate? Like, who's walking? Like, I don't want to be pregnant for myself.
I'm
going to
carry a baby for nine. What? No.
That's weird.
And then, like, where are they getting them? I mean, I guess they're rich, so never mind. But still.
Yeah. I mean, I hear a lot of people get surrogates because they don't want to, like, go through the, you know, idea of, like, working out.
No, totally understand you getting a surrogate, but someone like a college student who's out partying at the bars, hooking up with random guys you meet, no, you're not. You don't want
to
carry a baby.
I don't understand wanting to be a surrogate. That's what I don't get.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No offense to anyone who is a surrogate, because I just don't want to be one.
No.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, that's not your lifestyle. Shoes. It's okay. You know, not all of us are made for that. So, yeah, I mean, that was just, you know, interesting topic. Naomi and Max. Now, we ended this episode with them in bed together. That was just so heartbreaking. I know you. Anyway, what
do
you think?
One thing I didn't like about the whole Naomi Max thing, I do love them together. But their breakup is almost like them. They were just dating. And they're like, oh, you know, we're going to take some time apart. Here are your things in a box. What? No,
this
you guys were married. You're getting a divorce. You're separating. It's a huge deal. And they're acting like, oh, they're in high school and it's just a random breakup.
So many things happen to get them to this point. It's kind of like for it to end up, and like, you know, with Max going to, you know, it's just so many things happen to get them there. And it's like, try a little bit harder.
Yes.
Go ahead, Bam. Say it. Go ahead. Say it.
Max has been pretty clear that this is not what he wanted, and she's playing along with it. But also at the same time, she's making these little. She's agreeing that they do need to be divorced, but at the same time, she's in her mind and telling her girls that she really wants this to happen. And then so once. When they went to the charity thing to do the experiment, Max said he didn't want to do it with her. She insisted, oh, it's okay, we're friends. And then the moment that they have the experiment and they're they're in front of the people, because things doesn't go her way, she starts to sabotage the experiment, and she starts kind of just talking out of her ass about their personal problems. My issue with Naomi is when things does not go her way, she acts like this bitch and she just wants to cry and pout. Max told you, I'm done, it's over, that's it.
But then
you have to fight for your love into bed with her.
So. Yeah,
but he had sex.
Okay, I understand that she wants to fight for the love, but don't sit there and agree that this is something that you want to do, and then you all of a sudden want to start pouting and do certain things, and just like the sex that they had, that was all Naomi's. That's all her doing. Her motive is we're friends, we're going to sleep together, this is the last moment. Like, she's plotting in her head what she wants. And and because when things doesn't go her way, then she goes into these, I can't stand Naomi. Well, I can't stand her.
Ever since you always brought up that she never even said, I love you back. Even that night, he was like, you know, I'm going to miss you. And she didn't say, like, I'm going to miss you too or anything
like
that.
I've never caught that.
But every time you've mentioned it, every single time I hear him say it, I'm like waiting for her to say something back. And she never does. I don't think she has, like, any time. Or it's, like, something more like, I know you do. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, like, something selfish.
Maybe a me too.
Yeah, or something, you know? But it's never been anything like that. No. I mean, their relationship, I felt, did grow a lot, and they did learn a lot from it. I feel like they're always going to be that high school sweetheart couple. You know what I mean? That they're always being each other's lives, no matter what.
I hope he leaves, he never comes back, and just get a new life, get
bring
a job.
Bring Austin back.
Do something.
I know, right?
Please bring Austin back, just for my viewing pleasure, if anything.
They should. That would have been a really good plot to have them really have been together. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of mad they separated
them. I liked him with her.
They were, like, very possible. He came in here one time. We have to get him back.
Oh.
Just as a special guest, maybe again. Right. We'll see.
Just so you can sit right here.
Yeah.
Or here.
Bam doesn't like Austin.
Or, you know what? He can take my seat.
Yeah, can you sit right here?
I'll leave.
Thanks,
and
Bam.
You can have that whole nice, comfortable couch right over there.
Yeah.
Fight over him. Just be my guest.
Okay. Well, I mean, does anybody else really have anything to say about this episode? We kind of cut it down, right?
I think it was kind of like a not so much happening.
It wasn't a cliffhanger.
Last few minutes with the Naveed, that all happened.
I think a lot of questions got answered this episode, which was really good. Do you have...
But that? I do want to add, when Max was... They were finally saying their last goodbye to each other with Max and Naomi. He kind of said, I have to think it through still. So do you think there's hope for him and her to come back together?
I think there will always be hope for them to come back together, but it would be frustrating if they ended it again and then they brought them back together again, you know? Because it's like we've kind of always been dealing with that every season.
True.
So hopefully it's just kind of new storylines. Yeah.
Do you guys think this will be the last season?
Oh.
Well, we can talk about that in news and gossip because there was something in the blogs. But before we go to news and gossip, I have some very excited news for you guys. All right, so AfterBuzz TV, we are excited to announce the theatrical release of Adventures of Serial Buddies, which is a hilarious new serial killer comedy produced by AfterBuzz TV founders, CEOs Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro. The movie stars two bro girls, Beth Bears, Artie Lane, Kathy Lee Gifford, Christopher Lloyd, Christopher McDonald, and of course Maria Menounos of AfterBuzz TV, and the voice of legendary TV actor Henry Winkler. I personally seen this movie. It's LOL laugh. It's just one of those LOL type movies. It's hilarious. It's like Dexter meets Dumb and Dumber. It's really, really funny. And so the Adventures of Serial Buddies will open in select cities on March 8th. So if you are in New York, Los Angeles, Boston, Chicago, or San Francisco, please go get your tickets before they're sold out. And you guys can watch the trailer at SerialBuddies.com and also follow us on Twitter at Serial Buddies. And, well, it's Serial Buddies, it's Serial _ Buddies, and then also follow Maria Menounos. So don't forget, Serial Buddies comes out in selected cities in March, on March 8th.
That's
Yay!
Good. Yay! Yeah. I like the Dexter. And Dumb and Dumber. So.
Yeah, so if you like those two, that's what it is. It's nice. It's really funny. Laugh
Fun
all
mix.
Out.
Mm-hmm.
It's Dumb and Dumber where they're like, fat man in a little coat. Is that one?
That's
that,
it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I really like Dumb and Dumber.
Well, let's get into news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
On the blogs, there has been talk that this may be the last season for 90210.
Interesting.
Hasn't been confirmed, but what do you guys think about that?
I mean, it's definitely, I feel like, a season that could be left with answers and ended. Like, I feel like they've, you know, done enough coverage to where it could be a good season to end it. But it would be cool to see, like, them to grow up older, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
For me, I think that they grew up too fast. Like, Silver did reference that she's only 20. And so she's only 20. She's gone through all this. She's, you know, they party, they drink. I don't feel like they allow them to be kids and teenagers. They kind of push them into adulthood. Even when they were in high school, you know, Naomi was living in a hotel. They were drinking. They were doing all of these things that they should be doing now rather than high school. And so
But that's the whole preface of the show. Like, if you remember the original 90210, it was like, these aren't normal teenagers. Like, this is what happens in Beverly Hills. So, I mean, like, they're supposed to grow up fast. They're not supposed to be, you know, that's like the, you know, that's how the show is supposed to be, you know?
So then where, I mean,
I just don't know where they're going to go from here.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, two seasons from now, where do you think they will go?
The only place I think they can go is careers and families. And obviously no one's going to watch that.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, you either want to see them go further down the toilet.
Liam and Annie are back together and they have a family. I'd watch that.
I would watch that. Little Liam's running around.
Right.
Well, oh, absolutely.
So cute.
Okay.
All right, let's get into predictions. AfterBuzz.
I totally, like, hit three buttons at once, you know.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Is there a snake back there?
Predictions. So, Violet, what do you think is going to go down next episode?
I don't know what's going to happen. I think Amber mentioned it earlier, that Naveed and that new girl, I forget her name, they will be hooking up. And when she does become pregnant with Silver's baby, it's going to be an issue about who's the baby daddy.
That's going to be crazy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ladies first.
I mean, I think my prediction is the same. I pretty much think that is going to become an issue. But I think it might bring Naveed and Silver closer together, if anything. I definitely think Annie and Liam are on the way back together. Even Annie being such a skank now with his whole block. That's so weird to me. So my prediction is, like, it's just going to keep going down that route. But, like, I think the skanky Annie is going to keep coming out, as it always does.
Did you guys, we didn't touch on the blog.
Yeah.
Was it interesting to you? I mean, who knew that she was writing about sex? Who even knew that she was even getting down like
but
that?
But it makes sense. She turned her priest.
Oh, that is true.
She was a prostitute.
Oh, right.
You know, Annie.
She a quiet freak or something.
Yeah, you know, that's the one over there blogging about it.
Right. Not in Kansas anymore.
And what was interesting, just really quick, is how she agreed to do the book deal as long as as long as her name would be anonymous, because she hadn't really told, like, her brother Dixon about the prostitution, and so she doesn't want that information
now.
Well, she tried telling Dixon, but Dixon turned it into him. So.
Right.
But she tried telling him at a concert, which I thought, the show.
I mean, Annie is, like, a closet freak, like you said. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it doesn't surprise me. Like, it didn't surprise me because it was like, she's been doing this.
Does it surprise you that she wanted to be anonymous? I mean, do you think it's a good decision that she did that?
I think it's a great decision. She'll still make the money that she would make. She doesn't need fame. She doesn't need more drama.
Right.
So the publisher's getting what they want, and she doesn't have to put her name in it.
It's a good career for her. That's interesting, you know? Well, I definitely feel like maybe there might be another love interest coming for Naomi.
Ooh.
Yes. So, I don't know. It just kind of seemed like in the previews that maybe somebody's going to pop up in the mix.
But
the guy in the taco truck.
I do like, because it's going to be the first annual food truck competition, but I do like the fact that all the characters are now they're all mingling together, and we could see more of the girls. And then also there was something about a half-brother for Dixon and Annie. So, that's something that we'll be curious to find out.
Well, we will see you next week, and we'll be here again next Tuesday at 8 p.m. Thanks so much for watching. Have a good night. You can find me on Twitter at Nicolette Gaona.
You can find me on Twitter at I'm Amber J, J-A-Y-E.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Violet Kanyan, K-A-N-I-A-N.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Bam Erickson, or you can also find me at truepeoplesmedia.com.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Thanks.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. to watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.